Hi guys, welcome to our podcast. We'll get back to that later. I'm your host, Mariah.
Shayla.
And today we are going to talk about how our dads have affected, positively, negatively affected our relationships with men.
And
For myself, I can say that I used to definitely look for love in all
the wrong places.
I think I've come to the point of a lot of growth and we are no longer there and we know exactly what it is that we want and who we want and where we are going to go in life. But I can definitely say that as a teenager, as a young adult, I chose all the unemotional men. I chose older men. Like, I'm 17, 18, and I was dating guys that were 27 and 28. I actually got pregnant by a guy that was 27 years old, and I was 17. Just turned 18. Remember that? Oh! Anyways.
If I would have known, I would have probably went to jail for 24 hours.
I think that's why I didn't tell anyone. I think that's, like, literally no one knows.
We'll get back to that later.
We shall. But my relationship with men in the past, I think I was always looking to be loved, where I felt like I never got that from my dad. I never got that from my stepdad either. Like, it was always, I always felt like I was never enough. I was never good enough. There was never anything I could do to make you want to show up the way you're supposed to show up as a parent. And so I chose to be with men that were just really all the wrong, they weren't even men, they're like literally boys. But definitely chose all the wrong people. I even remember having like an intervention one time. Yeah, I worked at Finish Line, and one of my friends actually worked there at the time. Another one just came. Really cool with my boss. Actually, still really cool. He has like a whole business selling herbs and stuff like that. It's super dope. But me and him are still really cool because I was dating somebody that I really shouldn't have been dating, that I really shouldn't have been with, that just really negatively affected me in all the ways possible. And like, no part of me wanted to see that. And yeah, we had a whole intervention in the store while it was store hours, while there were customers in the store and everything. And then after that, I've went from one wrong person to another wrong person to another wrong person. I also think that you meet people where you're at in your life, like where you're at emotionally, spiritually, like vibrationally, and it kind of makes sense at that time as to why, like, I dated the different people that I dated. And, like, I dated people I really had no business dating.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
I thought you were grown.
Oh, that's what that was. Yes, I did.
Thought you was grown.
Yes,
and it's crazy because they didn't care then.
No.
They didn't care at all. And then you're like, what is going on? Like, how were you even dating these people?
Yes.
Like, I even try to, like, think back with my brain. And I'm like, how did that even happen? How did you even bother talking to these people?
But I think, too, sometimes, at least for me, I felt like I was already at such a low in my life that, like, it couldn't get any lower than where I was. Like, I felt so poorly about myself. And even though, yeah, and it's weird because even though,
and we're very mature at our age,
yes,
that how were we able to even approach these people and not even seem very young minded because we were so mature and grown looking,
yeah,
at that,
yeah.
And we have beepers and cell phones that we are paying for because our parents were not paying for it.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. I remember the time I got a phone, and like literally I got a phone before I even turned 18. Like, so I was like, I need that BlackBerry.
You believe it? Yeah, BlackBerry's was a thing. That's for sure. But now that I'm thinking about it, I was like, oh, I forgot I was dating this gentleman. And I don't even know how I was even dating him. He was very, very popular and known. And I was just like, how did I even approach him? I don't even know how I got his number. Like, it was just weird. But was it long? No. I don't even know how even, I probably just stopped calling him. Like any other person. I probably stopped calling him and changed my number. Like, you know, the phones we had were prepaid anyways.
Yeah.
adding with the prepaid cards and all that. We need the minutes. Just page me and I'll call you back. Don't even take my number. Just take my beeper number and page me.
Oh my God.
And having codes, whether it was like important, like 911.
I remember
like
when you had, I never had a beeper.
I still have the beeper, actually.
You're older than me, so I never had a beeper. But I remember when you had a beeper. I remember when you had to go to the payphone to make a call.
We don't even have payphones anymore. Like, these kids don't even know what payphones are.
Yes. Like, oh my God.
You know, they're pretty dope. I miss payphones.
Yeah.
So funny. But yes. Back to what we were really saying about the second part of, like, choosing these boys and the right people. We were trying to, like, dissect and find what we were looking for. And knowing what we were looking for, we really didn't know what we were looking for. And we didn't have any confidence in ourselves because we were just picking and choosing, like, oh, you think I'm cute? Great. Like, you want my number? Okay, fine. It's this. And then waiting for the call or getting a call and couldn't wait. And then see that guy walking with someone else or something. And we're like, hey, what happened with me? You know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
See, I feel like I still always, I shouldn't say I picked people that were similar to my dad, but I'd like to say that I picked people that I thought were similar, like, that had certain characteristics of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But were they anything like him? Absolutely not. Were these people that I shouldn't have been with? 100% yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still have no regrets. Like, I'm very thankful for the relationships that I've been in and where they have taken me, especially because now I think I'm at a place of just being so secure, of just knowing what it is that I want, being able to go after what it is that I want, being able to have a healthy relationship, mm-hmm. a happy relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I, like, so I'm very thankful for, like, all the growth. I'm very thankful for...
That's how you learn.
Yeah. 100%.
That's how you learn.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I am grateful and happy for the relationship that I have and where I've been at, and for all this time and long, and my family, like, it's a blessing. From day one, when I met my husband, I was like, he's my knight in shining armor. I always say it.
I feel like, you know, though, like, when you, like, meet that person that's, like, your person, like, I feel like you know.
And it's funny because he didn't approach me. I was never the person that was the driven and approaching person. I approached him. I said, oh, who's him? Who's that? And it's like we had like mutual friends and everything. They're like, oh, that's so and so. And I'm like, he got a girlfriend? They're like, no. I'm like, he's gonna be mine. They're like, girl, no, he not. And I was like, yes, he is. I'm like stalking him and stuff. And then, yep, I started dating and everything. And I was like, he is my knight in shining armor. And lo and behold, here we are. And yeah, he was like, no, I wasn't. You wasn't. I was like, I was talking. He was like, yeah, you're stalking me. You know?
But it's nice, too, how you said, like, knight in shining armor. Because I think that, like, when you do have a healthy relationship, like, you're going to kind of go to your man for everything. Like, you're going to, like, even for little things, just because you feel so, like, so secure and
confident.
So, like, yeah, like, he can solve this problem. And sometimes it's not even that you need him to solve a problem, but you just need him to just encourage you in a way that you feel like you can't encourage yourself at that moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely very grateful and happy for. Yeah.
We might argue, and that's the whole part of, you know, a relationship. You have to be able to agree to disagree, arguments and everything, separate, cool off a little bit, and be able to rah, 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 and then, like, get back together and be all fine and all that. But at the same time, there's moments that I want to, and then I'm pretty sure he wasn't. But you have to be respectful and don't put your hands on each other or anything as much as you want to. And I just want to be like, throw something at him or something. I'm like, you know what?
You know what she does? She'll sit there and take, like, wipes and stuff like that and throw, like, a package of wipes at you.
So, she's a lie. It was just because she just kept talking yesterday, and I had a bag of a Target bag, and it was wipes in there. I threw it, and I took it out the bag, and I threw it at her to shh, shh.
Yes.
So, anyways, back to what I was saying, because she just disrespectfully cut me off. Yeah, there's a moment where I'll just walk away from him, and he's like, I was talking to you too, but anyways, I don't want to talk to you right now. Give me 10 minutes to cool off.
But sometimes I feel like you need that. Like, you need time to walk away, gather your thoughts, and then come back.
Yeah. And then I'll come back downstairs and act like nothing ever happened. I'm like, hey, did you cook? Or, you know, whatever. And he just looks at me like I'm crazy. But it's okay. I love him too. I love you, boo. If you're watching or not watching, it's okay. Everyone knows I love you. We're together forever. Oh, my. So, yeah, so it happens, whatever. Anyhow, so, yeah, trying to pick and choose the right person. It can be a long, long, long journey. It could be in another country, like my cousin. I'm not going to say her name. I got many cousins. She found her love at the time. Turkish.
What?
Turkish husband. Yes. And I can't remember his name or how to say it, but a Turkish name. No kids, no anything. And they got married, and I never even met him, but he seemed very nice, everything. And then, long story short, and I don't know what happened, they got divorced, but you know what? They're still the best of friends. And then he ended up, recently remarrying someone, I don't know, but they're still good friends, and she's living her best life, traveling all over the place and everything. And still, like, people find their loves in different countries, and it's amazing, you know.
But she didn't find her love because they're not together.
But they're still good friends, even though he remarried. Some people don't like that. Like, you were married and then you're still friends with this person? Deny. Block.
But next. I don't think that you could ever, like, stay friends with somebody that you love. Like, if you're really in love with somebody.
Practice what you preach. You cannot say something unless you are in that situation.
This is
hello. Hello. Uh-oh.
This is true.
You
this
never
is,
know.
I mean, this is true, but I don't.
That's what we say. That's what you feel. That's something you think you can't do. But we don't know. Some people can separate the two. Sometimes you could be the best of friends, whatever. Just like people who have kids and everything. They were not good in a relationship, but they're good outside of relationship, co-parenting,
but
and
I
they're
think,
best of friends.
But I think that people then confuse having love for somebody and being in love with somebody. And those are two different things.
You're
absolutely
right. You
can have love for somebody and you could stay friends with them. But I don't think that if you were ever truly in love with a person that you could then stay friends with them. No, I absolutely do not think that.
Yeah, but again, if you were in that situation, maybe you can, maybe you can't. But again, we'll get back to that later. That's a whole other topic. That's a good topic and suggestion. Maybe we should have someone on the show to talk about that who's been in that situation. Because, again, I have not experienced that myself. I don't think I want to experience that myself. But I have no idea, no suggestions, no nothing. So we would need an expert, maybe a therapist, so who can diagnose something like that. So... yeah. Do you know anybody for that? I don't know. We got to do some interviews on that. So, no idea. But, yeah, again, it's, like, really hard. And me having girls, too, I want them to be a little comfortable and close to me. Because you know what? I have a soon-to-be 14-year-old, and she's telling me she got a boyfriend. Excuse me. I don't know nothing about this boyfriend. And you telling me you got a boyfriend? So now it's clicking in my head for the past 2 years, her asking me, how old can you be to have a boyfriend? Yeah, when you're 25. And she's asking me this because her brother, soon to be 18, has a girlfriend. And he's had a girlfriend, like, for 2 years. And that's a whole nother topic, whole nother subject. And I don't know. It's different between a male and a female. And then again, it's hard as a parent, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so not ready for this. And it's very hard. So I don't know what's going on with that.
What does that have to do with our topic?
Having my child, my daughter, to choose the right boyfriend or girlfriend and having her to be able to come to me to talk about different things, especially her being in a two-parent household, to know, to choose the right man and their characteristics. You know what I'm saying? You understand now with our topic? Okay, great. Now. Follow me here. Follow me here. You all following me? I hope so. So, yes. So I'm not ready for this because she's already saying, I didn't want to tell you that I had a boyfriend because I thought you was going to be upset and yell at me. Why am I going to yell at you? I'm a little upset that you didn't come to me and your school had to tell me about this boy that they see you holding hands with. Excuse me. Who is this kid? And he has a deep voice that he sounds like a grown behind man. And it kind of scared me. We had to investigate here.
We definitely did. I was like, let me see your phone, scrolling through the messages. Like, I love you. I love you. What? What do you mean I love you? Like, what is going on here?
We can't be doing this. We can't be doing this.
Yeah.
So that's all. I have to figure out how to deal with Apple and Android. And if there's an app out there or someone knows how to configure some things here so that I can tap into her phone. Because this is scary. It's a scary world. Because once I heard that voice, I said, hang up!
He did. He sounded like a grown man.
I didn't know if she was getting catfished or something. And then she was like, no, he go to my school. No, you a lie. Hang up!
But at least, like, not to say at least, but she does have both you and Sean, and she has a very present father figure, a very active father figure to influence her in the most positive ways to, you know... She's gonna be all right.
When I told Daddy, he's like, oh no, I am not ready for this. Who is this kid? Who is his parents? Who? I was like, I don't know. But you better get something locked and loaded. We need to have everything locked up at night so she don't sneak out the house. We know when the alarm set off. But yes. And then her little sister snitching on her too. Oh no.
Yo, that's so funny too that you say sneaking out the house, because I remember all the time sneaking out the house.
I ain't never do that. I was scared of my mother for sure. I didn't care.
I sure did.
No, my mom got pregnant very, very young, and I was scared of her. Maybe during the days, but yeah, no. Scared.
Well, we'll get back to that later, guys. Thank you for being with us. Bye.